Hi, I'm Tech Sergeant Eric Kerr from Bagram Airfield, and this is Freedom Watch Afghanistan. Afghan National Army and coalition forces were attacked by more than 20 insurgents as they entered a village in the Uruzgan province yesterday. Close air support was called to repel the attack. During the counterattack, coalition forces recognized that the insurgents had added a dangerous element to the engagement.
Several Taliban fighters used Afghan children to shield themselves from a combined Afghan National Army and coalition forces counterattack this morning. These enemies of peace and freedom continue to place the innocent children of Afghanistan at risk by their actions.
The ground force and aircraft didn't fire once they realized children were being used as shields. During the lull in firing, however, several Taliban attempted to flee the compound on motorcycles. Afghan and coalition forces destroyed both motorcycles. More than a dozen enemy fighters were killed in the engagement. No ANA coalition service members or non-combatants were injured. Getting high off household chemicals like paints, aerosols, and computer cleaners is commonly known as huffing, and its presence in the military is increasing. According to a 2005 DoD health survey, there was a significant rise in self-reported use of inhalants. Reported cases rose from 1.3% in 2002 to 3% in 2005. Huffing can also be a problem in a deployed environment, and service members should not take the dangers of huffing lightly.
So short-term effects of huffing include things like an intoxicated appearance, looking, acting drunk due to usually a decrease in oxygen to the brain, which gives you more of a euphoric feeling. Long-term effects can include damage to kidneys, liver, multiple organ systems.
Some signs of abuse include stains on the hands, face, or clothing, hidden empty spray paint cans or solvent containers, or sores or a rash around the nose and mouth. Still ahead on Freedom Watch Afghanistan, the technical guru behind the 82nd Airborne Band, Riser Burn.
Hi, I'm Ensign Chris Weiss. I'm an individual augmentee sailor from Naval Information Operations Command, Maryland, Fort Meade. I'm the Information Operations Officer here at Joint PRT Coast, Afghanistan, and my job is really to help to coordinate all aspects of Afghan media to inform the Afghan people of the great things their government is doing.
A brand new battalion of Afghan National Army Commandos successfully conducted their first mission southwest of Jalalabad. They destroyed two weapons caches, a large amount of opium, and captured a known Taliban weapons dealer and two other suspected insurgents. The operation took 2 days, no shots were fired, and no coalition forces were injured.
When most people think of a band, they usually imagine a singer, a guitar player, or a drummer. As Senior Airman David Larva found out, one member of the 82nd Airborne Band is rarely seen on stage.
He's not the lead singer, and he doesn't have any screaming solos. In fact, you might not even realize he's there. His name is Specialist Andre Yanello, and he's the sound engineer for the 82nd Airborne Band, Riser Burns.
My main job is to make sure that everyone can hear how good they are. You know, they're outstanding musicians. I just make sure that everyone can hear what they're doing.
The instrument he uses is a soundboard.
Now that they're actually playing, I gotta make sure everything, all the levels are even, that the vocals are clear, that everything sounds like the recording should.
And it's his efforts that can make all the difference.
Without a good sound guy, without good sound equipment, you can be the best band in the world, and it's not gonna make any difference.
Specialist Yanello also went to school for instrument repair, which makes him a valuable asset when gear needs fine-tuning or major repair. And his contribution to the band doesn't stop there. He's also loadmaster qualified, so when the band travels, they can palletize their own gear. And while he might not receive the same recognition as those on stage, he doesn't seem to mind. Senior Airman David Larva, Coast Province, Afghanistan.
And that's it for this edition of Freedom Watch Afghanistan. I'm Tech Sergeant Eric Kerr. Thanks for watching.